You know what sucks about the All-Star game? No one understands it. Tiki just asked me off air. He's like, what does this mean? Like, you're an automatic All-Star. It's really, really dumb. Like, back in the day, you'd vote for the starting All-Stars, and if you got the most votes, that's it. You're starting at that position. Now, if you get the most votes in the league, you're a starter, like Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani, but otherwise it becomes a runoff, and so that there's a separate election. So the whole thing is just, it's mind-numbingly stupid.
Why do we complicate stupid things?
I don't know. That's what Major League Baseball does. But we received a really cool call early in the show from a father who said that his son's favorite thing in the universe is the Cinco de Fivo. So we are a little late. I want to apologize personally to that young man, but here it is. Your Cinco.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. You know, lost in all the Mets news yesterday, Tommy embarrassing himself in front of Pete Alonso, something pretty historic happened on the Evan and Tiki show. Bad Tiki was arrested by AI Mayor Eric Adams.
That did happen.
That happened at 4:30 p.m. yesterday as we were at Citi Field, and I think that we still haven't really grappled with the results of that. But as long as we're not going to hear from Bad Tiki, and I don't know like if his hearing came up at all, and he's in prison, we're not going to see him for a while. I'm here to relive to me or give my opinion on who the top five Bad Tiki creations became.
Oh, that's a good one.
There were a lot of them this year.
Yeah, so why not close the book on Bad Tiki while he's in cuffs, okay? And by the way, if you're actually related to him, I'm sorry,
Tiki. And he can't attack you.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Regretful Soto. I'm going to miss Regretful Soto.
Yeah, Regretful Soto was very good.
I don't think he's alive anymore.
He may not have been. We haven't heard him in a couple weeks.
He doesn't need to be around any longer. He's no longer.
This is a media-driven witch hunt. Boomer Ace is on, lying for clicks.
He's expired his usefulness.
I'm surprised that wasn't number one. Mm-hmm. Regretful Juan Soto was one of my favorite things.
It's a great one. All right, here we go.
Number four.
The man that knocked on the door, AI Mayor Eric Adams, who would never
Please
take a break.
For me.
Yeah, that was a good one. He appeared a lot over the last few weeks.
He did.
Can almost feel an election coming on.
Please vote for me.
Watch out for Mom Donnie.
All right. This is, I mean, we really start to get tight here at the top. Here we go. Number three.
Number three.
AI Aaron Rodgers.
I'm surprised he's not number one.
Yeah, it's been told to me that AI Aaron Rodgers is the freakiest of the AIs that we've heard because it sounds, it's Aaron Rodgers.
Right. We must cleanse the spirit, sit in the darkness, vomit into the bucket of self-awareness.
It's amazing that it took AI Aaron Rodgers, him being a Steeler and away from the Jets, and Aaron Glenn trying to kill him, as AI Aaron Rodgers likes to say, right, for him to appear.
With sugary cereal and whole milk.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
Negative Tommy.
Yeah, Negative Tommy's a classic.
Mrs. Met really got that seat meat.
Negative Tommy's become so common. I think he's like the Scottie Pippen to the Jordan that is Bad Tiki that we probably overlook him.
Yeah, he's the most important second fiddle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I there's been days where I've wondered if one day Tommy's going to come in and just become Negative Tommy. Like one day, the AI that Bad Tiki created is literally just going to be him. And that's it. It's just like it's a takeover. Because unlike everyone else, this one's possible.
I mean, you could have a stroke or something and just come back as Negative Tommy.
Sure.
Seriously.
I always saw Bad Tiki as Dr. Evil and Negative Tommy as the Seth Green character. So I will quickly maybe perhaps morph into Negative Tommy one day.
It's one thing for me to do the Cinco before I finish it. It's another to read the SNY graphic.
Now that Bad Tiki is in prison.
Yeah, when you see it in black and white, when you see it written down, it feels real, doesn't it?
Oh, all right, here we go.
Number one.
Number one, not used enough, but my personal favorite, undrafted Shador Sanders.
Fumunda D's nuts, ha ha ha.
That's so good.
They nailed undrafted Shador.
You know who had to make the top five?
Yeah. Big Balls Brunson?
Big Balls Brunson was very good. Arson Judge was very good.
Oh, I forgot about him.
But I thought Billionaire Steve was very underrated, too.
That's another good one.
Fat bitch.
He called Met fans the pores for not showing up last year. And by the way, the Mets basically packed the house every night.
Right.
I give Billionaire Steve credit.
He He got the Met fan to come every night.
He did.
Every night.
He made the biggest impact.
Yeah, and the Dion one, too, was great, too.
Yeah, it was a lot of great creations in this season of Bad Tiki. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he is in prison. And the only thing we heard is that a September release date is the likeliest. Yeah. So we'll see.
If we get a sponsor. Cinco.
There you go. Thank you, Sean. And that, of course, leads to a question we ask Sal Licata every day. Of course, Sal does a wonderful job on the Midday Show. We ask Sal in his daily segment, is the NL East over? And it's an interesting one today because the Mets are back in first place. They beat the Braves twice in a row. Even though Griffin Canning went down, I ask Sal this question with the thought of, is today the day he says the NL East is over? Here it is, your daily. Hey, Sal Licata, is the NL East over?
Oh, crap.
Sal Licata, the Mets are back in first place. Is the NL East over?
It's not over.
Oh, he almost
said. But I think the Mets are going to win the division.
Oh, he almost said, I think.
Hey, he just said the Mets are going to win the division. I mean, that's like one step away from the NL East.
That means he's not scared of the Phillies. And by beating or splitting the second series with the Atlanta Braves, he feels confident that they're not coming back into the conference.
Oh, no, definitely. Mm. I almost wonder if that counts as him ending the division.
The NL East is over.
Like, he didn't say it as emphatically as, of course, his infamous one from 2022. But can you re-rack that and play that one more time?
Of course. Here we go.
Including me saying, oh, crap, Sal Licata, at the beginning.
The Mets are back in first place.
Is the NL East over?
It's not over, but I think the Mets are going to win.
What was that?
He hesitated.
He was going to say, I think.
I think he was. I think he was about to do it. He got camera shy. Mm. And then he's like, but we're going to win the division.
The NL East is over.
That is the closest we've ever gotten to Sal declaring it over. And meanwhile, they're up by a half a game.
Right.
And they went 3-7 against the Phillies and the Braves combined. And, oh, by the way, one of their starters just went on the IL with a torn Achilles.
I think catching Sal off a win off the Braves, the team he hates the most, is the perfect time to get him to say the NL East is over.
I think there's a confluence of events. I do. I think beating the Braves, good call. I think weekend in the summer. Sal sit on the air today. He's got a few days off coming up.
Friday news dump.
I think it was... It's not a news dump. I think it was Sal at his most relaxed. Sal at his most confident.
Right. Not anxious anymore. Doesn't feel uptight.
Yeah.
Not scared about the weekend. Because if they had lost just even one more of these Braves games, he's saying, oh, the Pirates are going to beat us too.
Yeah.
He'd be negative. He's not negative.
Get out! That's why I told you early in the show, last night's Met game was like a huge swing game for emotions. Like the confidence of the Met fan is higher because they won. Now, one last question. We'll get back to your phone calls. And we'll also complain more about Aaron Boone, who decided not to start Jason Dominguez. Sean, a month and a half ago, you're the one who said the NL East was over. You even made a bet with me, which did not go well because the Mets dropped out of first place. You had to dress up in the orange and blue. On June 27th, 2025, with the Mets now regaining first place, Sean Morash, is the NL East over?
No, it's not. I'm now very concerned about the Mets pitching.
Okay. So this is going to be a back-and-forth affair.
Yeah, I was dead wrong. I actually thought they were going to go pillar to post, but just too many injuries, too many question marks on the rotation for me.
This is going to be a pennant race.
Definitely.
This is going to be a pennant race, like good and bad.
I think it's a two-horse race. I don't buy the Braves are doing this.
Yeah, but I don't buy the Braves are getting back into the division, but I think the Braves are going to make the playoffs. I think those things are different. It's kind of like the Mets last year. The Mets never really competed for the NL East last year. They fell so far behind, they never really got back in it, but they eventually made the postseason. And right now, when you look at the Atlanta Braves and where they are, they are currently sitting 7 games out of a playoff spot, which feels like a lot. I totally get it. They're 6 games under 500. But once they get to 500, like the Mets did last year, then they're 2-3 games out.
Yeah.
And I think the Braves are capable of that, and I think they're going to do that, which is why I wouldn't dun them on a playoff spot, but I do think winning the division may be a little bit too much. That's my opinion. So, there you go.
888-808-1019.
I assume you all agree with me, and I appreciate
that. We do.
Thank you. Let's go to Mark in Staten Island. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're good.
What's up?
So I can't believe I'm actually going to say this, because at first when I saw Evan with the bucket hat, I'm like, why is he wearing it that way? But I think we actually got to give you credit. So ever since that point, the next bottom half of the inning, Mets scored.
It's a good point.
So I think this is kind of like the rally hat. This is the thing we've been looking for, right? It's the rally monkey. It's, the OMG. It's the grimace.
So
I think you have to wear the hat this way.
Done.
From here on out.
Done. Mm-hmm. Now, should I do it for road games as well? So, like, tonight when they play the Pirates.
You have to.
Okay, done.
Yeah, so when you're locked in your room, away from the kids, peeing in a cup, it has to be on.
And you know what I'll do?
The problem is, are people going to replicate Evan?
Wearing the hat.
And will they have to give another giveaway so that more people have it?
I don't know if it's everyone or if it's just me. I kind of take it as that's my thing now.
Yeah, but isn't
I gotta wear the hat every time I go?
I didn't play baseball that long because I got into track and field, but don't rally caps on everybody turn their cap inside
out? Some of the players do. Some of the players do, but it's not necessarily every single person in that dugout. I don't know. I can't control everybody else, but here's what I can control.
You.
I can control myself. Now, I have to ask questions to this is the turnaround, this is the Lucky Charm gods, because I don't know the answer to this. Tonight's Mets game begins at 6:40. I'm not getting home at 6:40. I'm getting home at 7:30. I'm going to kiss my wife. I'm going to have some dinner. I'm going to start the game after 8 o'clock. Does the magic work if I'm on DVR? I'm starting the game an hour and a half late. Now, I promise I'll put the hat on and I'll do the same, doofy look.
So you don't have the hat?
No, I do. I have it at home.
No, but you don't have it with you.
I don't have it with me.
You don't have it to wear it when the game is starting.
Oh, so
be in the car.
I could get it on my hat.
Mets are losing tonight.
Oh, come on. What if I get it on by 7:15? That's 35 minutes into the game. That's okay.
Let's hope it's not out of reach by
then. Well, it better not be. I mean, if David Peterson's giving up 7 runs in the first inning. Look, all I can control is what I can control, which is a cliche that probably Tom Coughlin said once. I am going to put the hat on. I will wear it in a doofy way. And if the Mets sweep the Pittsburgh Pirates, all I can say is, you're welcome. And then next week when they play the Brewers, I plan on going to just about every game. You want to know why?
Then you'll wear the hat.
Yes. Every game. That'll be my new thing.
Okay.
I mean, I don't mind it. Remember the lady with the hat? Tiki does not remember this. I'll explain it to you. Many, many years ago, in 1986, when the Mets won the World Series, there was this older lady who would wear a hat. The hat featured like a home run apple. Mm-hmm. It was like kind of a top hat. But what she became most famous for is during the World Series, she'd go like this. Can you describe it to the radio audience?
Just rolling your arms like Pete Alonso does before he throws the fist up.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're right. And she would do it to distract the pitchers. And so she became very famous during the 86 World Series. I wasn't really old enough in 86, but when it was 1995 and I would look down, she had front row seats at Shea Stadium. And me and my dad would call her the lady with the hat. She always wore that hat. And then eventually they added more seats and she got pushed back, which kind of felt like a screw job, but whatever.
Right.
She still wore the hat. So I am the modern version of the lady with the hat.
All right.
And if it works, it works. And if it doesn't work, don't blame me.
Was she married to the man with the yellow hat?
Who's the man with the yellow? Oh, the book. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
the book.
That.
Curious George. Curious George. Oh, that's right. I loved Curious George as a kid, too. That's a good call. Anthony's in Brooklyn. Hey, Anthony.
Tiki, how you guys doing today?
Good. What's up, dude?
What's up?
I just wanted to tell Evan I'm disappointed in him because he did not know who Sam McDowell was.
Did I get it
Sam
right?
Sam McDowell.
I said he played for the Senators.
No, you didn't.
Ago.
No, you didn't. Oh. Say that again, Evan.
I said.
I didn't hear you.
I said I thought he played for the Senators 90 years ago. Was I wrong?
Yes, you are wrong. Huh. Sam McDowell was a great pitcher for the Cleveland Indians, and he was the second pitcher in the National League. Well, in baseball, actually, because he pitched for the Cleveland Indians. But he was the second pitcher to pitch 300 innings and strike out 380 batters.
No,
the only other
call.
Pitcher that did that was Sandy Koufax.
I'm trying to think who I was thinking of then. Hmm. Like, I'm thinking of somebody who played for the Washington Senators a million years ago.
Why don't you just look up the Washington Senators from 1919 or whatever?
That's exactly what I did.
And?
I'm looking at Sam Rice and Roger Peckinpah and Bucky Harris. And I can't believe I didn't mention this to you guys. The Washington Senators had a left-handed hitting first baseman who had a really long, like, solid career. Never made the Hall of Fame, but had a great career. And you know what his name was?
What?
All I'll say is horrible New York Giants coach.
McAdoo.
That's a great guess. So you think the Washington Senator had a longtime first baseman named Ben McAdoo. Good guess. You're wrong. Who you got?
Joe Judge.
Nailed it. Nailed it. The Joe Judge was like longtime first baseman.
We were going to Pat Shurmur next.
Pat wasn't
horrible. He was just didn't have success.
I mean,
he was a good coach. I just think they weren't good.
They were pretty much all
Judge,
hard.
I think, was just a bad coach.
Yes. But he was a good first baseman back in 1924, helped them win a World Series. Chris in Manhattan. Hey, Chris. What's up, Chris?
Evan?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Evan. Evan, we need that hat on quickly. When you go home, just make a beeline right there. Ignore everyone. Go right in and put that hat on immediately.
Done. I think with a Friday, assuming there's no traffic, if I can walk in by 7:10, like, that's not that terrible.
No.
Then I get the hat on.
Well, it depends on if there's traffic, because there was a hell of a lot of traffic. But that was 4 hours ago.
Yeah, hopefully I'm all right. But you're telling me, because I just want to know for all the jinxing purposes, once the hat is on, even if I'm not watching the game, it still has the same effect.
Definitely.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's no problem.
So get home as quickly as possible.
I got this. I don't mind wearing that hat every game. I like the hat. I thought it was a good hat. Now, oh, wait, another question just popped into my head. It's a reversible hat. I was wearing it on the white pinstripe side. Does it need to be on the white pinstripe side?
Yes.
So I cannot go to the New York City Connect crap?
No. Unless they're wearing New York City Connect jerseys.
Well, now you're confusing me. Mm. So when they wear the City Connects, then I flip it to the City Connect?
Yeah, you have to match it. Otherwise, it's traditional.
Okay.
City Connect is non-traditional. Otherwise, you've got to wear the traditional.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Right. Easy rules.
I can use this in Europe as well. So I have to take the floppy hat with me to Europe.
Are you going to be watching live?
Believe it or not, yes, because I've been going through the schedule. So my first day there, the Mets play a 4 o'clock game.
Why would you go through the Mets schedule when you're on vacation with your family in France?
Because you never
take. I'm a loser.
You don't take vacation from the Mets, Deke. Mm. I mean, what are you talking about? I'm taking vacation from you. Mm. I'm taking vacation from Tommy. I'm taking vacation from talking for a living, but I'm not taking vacation from being a baseball fan.
What about taking vacation from being a basketball fan?
Mm. What does that mean? Oh, you mean the summer league?
The Nets summer league becomes the most interesting Nets summer league in a long time.
So, more important, are you taking a vacation from the Rico Bronya?
So you guys both asked a lot of questions. Where do you want me to start? Because I'll answer all of them.
You can start with Tiki's. It's baseball related.
Yes, but first, thank you, SNY, for joining us. As always, you're leaving early because the Mets are playing at 6:30 this afternoon. 6:40 this afternoon. Baseball night in New York is coming up next, brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
So what was your question? Am I doing the Rico?
Are you doing the Rico? Are you taking a vacation from all of us? Like you hate us or something.
It's not.
It's what it sounded like. I asked if you're taking a vacation from the Rico Bronya.
My plan, and I can't guarantee anything because I am in another country, and the time differences are very weird. Mm. My plan is to do series-ending Rico Bronyas.
Oh.
So that would only be three, in fairness. It's not a huge number.
What time has Hoff got to get up to do this?
No. It's more about what time does Evan have to get up to do this.
Oh, so you're going to accommodate Hoff.
Well, okay, do the math with me. So the Sunday game that they play against the Yankees luckily did not get flexed. Remember we were talking about Mets-Yankees being flexed?
All right.
It's still a 1:40 game. Where I am, it's a 7:40 game. Very reasonable.
Of course.
There's no problem with
that. When it's over, it'll be 11-something or maybe midnight.
Not too bad.
Not bad.
The problem is we have very, very big plans in Paris that night.
Nice.
So I'll be on DVR. How I'm going to watch something on DVR when you're not really supposed to watch cable out there? I guess I'll use the MLB app. I'll rewind it. Whatever. Right. I'll figure it out. So that one's, like, not crazy. Like, it's just kind of like a normal night. Like, all right, I get home. It's 10, 11 o'clock my time. I pop the game on. I watch it. Hoff's around. We record a Rico. Then they go to Kansas City. Or they go to Baltimore first. I forget which one. Two American League cities. And the 7 o'clock games start at, do the math. Actually, let's make Tommy do the math. So the game starts at 7 o'clock. If there's a six-hour time difference, what time does it start where I'm at?
2 in the morning.
Is that your final answer?
Thank you. 2 a.m.
No.
Close?
Very close.
1 a.m.
1 a.m. Very good.
Thank you.
So I have a pair of 1 a.m. start times. Ooh. What's the problem? Spent all day with my wife and kids. I can't watch a Met game at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Lack of sleep would be a problem.
Yeah, the next morning, you're supposed to be attentive to your wife going to museums or whatever the hell you're doing, and you're going to be exhausted because you're watching the Mets play the Royals at 2 a.m.
Nah.
I'll be fine. I'll get some sleep.
And Brewers.
Then they... Not the Brewers. That's this week coming up. I'll be here.
Oh, you're
it's the week after. Yeah,
Royals.
Then they go to Kansas City where there's 8 o'clock games. Tommy, what time does that start when you're on a six-hour time difference?
That would be 5 a.m.
That would be 2 a.m. You had it right the first time. So I watch a couple of 2 a.m. games, but to answer your question, I will be watching the Mets, and I will be attempting to do some Rico Bronyas when the series is over. What was your question, Sean?
Question is, this is arguably the most important Nets summer league in over a decade, and those games are going to be played while you're away, including July 15th when they play the Knicks summer league.
Yeah, great question. So luckily, I'm going to be back right around that time, and those are going to be games that I'm not going to know about. No one's going to really text me about it, and when I get back to the States, they'll be on my DVR, and I will spend the weekend probably catching up on how the youngins did. But in terms of live, I don't even think I'll be able to, so it's probably more of a weekend thing. And by not being able to, this is a real issue, you can't watch a lot of things when you're overseas. And I'm sure we have a lot of people in the audience who actually live overseas. We're actually very popular overseas, believe it or not. And the Odyssey app works, and that's great. But there's a lot of like services that do not work unless you get what they call a VPN,
right,
which blocks your location. So the MLB app is great because you can watch baseball wherever you are.
Right.
But like DirecTV stream, no go. Some of the streaming services like Peacock, no go. I'm not sure about Disney and ESPN Plus. So that does create some issues in terms of like watching stuff overseas. But what do you make me? To be an animal? I'm going to spend time with my family. I'm going to explore Europe. The only thing I'm really going to watch occasionally when I get a break is my favorite baseball team. That's all. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's the healthiest thing.
Can I ask another question because I'm fascinated by this?
Absolutely.
The three Ricos you're going to record, where are you going to be when you're recording these?
You want to hear my wife's idea?
Yes.
My wife, this is how great she is. She's like, do you want to record them in front of famous European places to kind of teach the audience about Europe?
That's a great idea.
Actually, is a great idea.
And I was like, that's an amazing idea, except my audience is dummies.
Well,
they're not going to care about the Eiffel Tower.
What are you talking? If you did a recon for the Eiffel Tower, I think your audience spikes.
Yeah, that was her idea. So I'm working on that.
That's a great idea.
I think what may end up happening... What may end up happening from a programming standpoint is I think the Ricos are going to be in hotel rooms, but she loves the idea of me going out there and maybe doing a short video talking sports out there. So that may happen front of all these popular, like, I can't even name others because I know so little. I'm going to learn. I know American history. I'm not really good with European history.
Roman Coliseum?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go. So what, you want me to do it in front of there?
Well, that's a pretty good one.
Okay, done. How about you, Teak? You actually know stuff. Anything jump out at you where I should record in front of?
The Vatican.
I'm going to the Vatican. You want me to do that? Done.
Definitely.
Oh, you could do a Jack McDowell with the Pope. He loves the White Sox.
The Jack McDowell. At first I said, I was thinking, why did he say Jack McDowell? Imagine if the Mets trade for Luis Robert Jr. right as I'm in front of the Vatican. Maybe I can get the Pope on to give his reaction.
That is record-breaking.
Hey, Pope, the guy sucks. Do I have any hope he's going to turn his career around? Guys, hit 175.
I know not what you talk about, Evan Roberts.
All right, so the Vatican, the Colosseum, Eiffel Tower is very early. Eiffel Tower is going to be Subway Series stuff. I'll tell you that right now.
You should do one on a gondola ride.
Oh, not bad. That's Venice, though.
Yeah. You're not going to Venice, are you?
Are we going to Venice? Hold on.
Oh, you better know the answer to this, Ev.
My wife, she's a goddess. Mm. She created a book. I'm gonna bring this freaking thing in on Monday just to make Tiki like be like, what the hell? She made a book.
My wife does.
That's our itinerary.
My wife does the same thing.
Did she really?
Yeah. So it's literally step by step what we're doing every day.
Your wife is awesome, man.
Same. Every day.
And my wife put together like a cover art to it. I was like, this is amazing.
My wife doesn't go that far.
She went that far.
Afterwards, she does all that stuff, but
yeah, isn't that? But you know what? Tiki will tell you. It's the only way to travel.
Otherwise, you're lost.
Yeah, you don't know where to go.
You're like, what are we doing today? Now, it'd be nice if you didn't have kids to wake up and be like, let's just chill and just relax. And we'll figure out what we're doing as the day goes on. But when you have kids, you better have something planned.
Yes.
Every day.
Lots of stuff planned. No,
can
right
I request some content from Evan while you're on vacation? You can incorporate it to the Rico. I want you to review some of the food you're going to eat, whether it's ratatouille or a calzone or something. You could have that cannoli, whatever. So while you're doing the Rico or just in front of the Eiffel Tower, I think we really need an Evan Roberts. Could be a quick 20-second video just reviewing the food you're going to eat.
Like a proxy eating more-ish.
Yeah.
The problem with it is I got no problem doing it. I know so little about food. Like, it's not going to be entertaining.
But
it's
I thought your wife did the research. Oh, you're saying your performance.
No. I just don't know much. Like, here's what every video would look like. This is I'm going to give you a preview. Wow, that was good. Very cheesy. And that'd be it.
That's gold, though.
Of course. It'd be dripping down your mouth. We'll love it.
I just don't have much to say. Like, I'm not a food expert the way Sean is or Chris Carlin is or really other large people. Like, I just don't know that much. What? Did I offend you?
No, because I'm not even offended at the fat stuff or anything. I'm just offended, like, you're not a food person. First of all, you're insulting that you live with a chef.
No, but when I say I'm not a food person, I love eating new foods.
Yeah, like, but you don't know, like, oh, this is a little smoky, this is a little sweet. Who doesn't know that stuff?
Not really. So, for many years when I was growing up, I didn't eat anything. Like, it was really sad. I would eat the same five things over and over again. When I was in my mid-20s, I give the guy credit. Stephen Howard Beach, caller to the radio station, did a promotion where he got me into shape. And while getting me into shape, he opened me up to eating other foods. And I got to tell you, it changed my life. I give him a lot of credit for that. And from that day on, I love trying new foods. Like, it is awesome to me. I remember me and my wife went to California a decade ago, and I had brains. And I was like, cool. Head cheese. You know head cheese?
Sweet bread, they call it.
What?
Sweet bread.
It's called head cheese.
Sweet bread.
It's brains.
Sweet bread.
What does that mean, sweet bread?
That's what they call it.
Oh, okay. So it's the same thing, right?
So you had brains in California?
Yeah, and I thought it was like, that's awesome. And then we went to Montreal, and I tried, like, you know, deer on the side of the road or whatever the hell it was.
Venison.
Venison. Exactly. Good call. So I love trying new stuff. So I'm excited about eating in these places. I just don't know what the hell I'm going to say other than, that was good. Yeah. Ah, that sucked. Mm. That was amazing. What was it? I forgot. It's in another language. I don't know how to say it. So that's why it's a great idea. If someone was smarter than me at it, like Sean would do a great job. Right. Like I said, Continent would do a great job.
Sean, go to Europe and you do it.
Yeah.
Hop, skip, and a jump. No problem.
You don't have any interest in going to Europe?
I do. But I don't at the same time.
You talking about the cost or the travel or the time?
It has nothing to do with the cost. And I have to be very careful, make sure my wife's not listening. Let me sit on the beach with a cocktail guy. I don't need to be at museums. You know, to me, I've seen the Eiffel Tower on TV. I've seen it. You know what I mean? Like
I've seen it on TV.
Well, seriously, you show up to Notre Dame, you're done for the day. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
Get me in a pool, you know? Get me doing a conga line on a cruise ship.
You're going to say that until you take a trip and see these things. And you're going to be in awe.
And by the way, I'm well-trapped, but I go to all the Clearwater places. That's my thing.
Tonight, the Mets are playing the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah.
You're going to have that game on. You have all these games on. When they show you the gorgeous sunset over those bridges, mm-hmm. will there be a part of you that says, man, I'd love to go to PNC Park and check that out?
Yes, it's actually on my short list of stadiums I haven't been to that I want to get to.
Then you're a hypocrite.
Why?
Because you just said, I saw it on TV, that's enough. It's the same thing with PNC Park tonight.
Because I'm experiencing a baseball. Yeah,
that was good, right, Teak?
No, but I like watching baseball inside the stadium. That's not a good one.
I'm telling you, you go to Italy, you're going to love the food.
Well,
you're going to love sitting in the piazza. You're going to love having wine.
Mike Piazza's there?
No, a piazza.
Oh.
And you're going to love having the wine that's drinkable and not going to get you hammered. And you're going to.
Well, what's the point?
Because you can just drink it casually.
Teaky, the only wine Sean ever had was out of a box. Right? He's not exactly cultured.
No, but like the food, that part I agree with. But again, I'm not going to. I don't know, like, oh, look, there's a gondola. You know, I did that in Vegas.
But isn't it romantic? Maybe you and your wife could have a little romance. It's in France. I mean, Evan's going to get
night of romance, a good night at Cheesecake Factory, just full enough, 30 seconds, we fall asleep to some Murphy Brown reruns. That's what
you get up to 30.
Murphy Brown reruns. You know what old show?
I absolutely love France.
I love Murphy Brown.
I hate you talking trash about it.
No, I'm sure it'd be
it
nice.
Is so beautiful. Like, the people are beautiful. I don't know if they have, they don't treat you nicely, but they're beautiful. And it's just comfortable to just sit and just observe.
I'm sure if I went to France, I'd love it. But, like, if I had to pick and somebody was like, you want to go to Hawaii? You want to go to France? Get me back to Hawaii. You know what I mean?
What's the thing in France? The Louvre?
I agree with you, Tiki. I've never been to these places. I'm not looking forward to the flight. Or the Met games at 1 a.m., but getting to see the world is pretty badass.
Mykonos. I want to see Mykonos. That's one.